Praise the Lord. Okay, so this morning we have our first session on morning revival, page 5 in your booklet. If you want to turn to that. In this session, we would like to just give a little bit of fellowship each morning in the beginning. Maybe we got a little late start this morning, that's okay. And then we want to give you a good half hour to practice, to go out and it's a beautiful day today to go out and spend some time with the Lord alone and practice some personal morning revival with the Lord. So maybe we'll see. We'll see if you get the full half hour. We'll see if we can make it that far. First of all, I want you to read these verses that are at the top, Colossians 2, 7, 3, 3, and 4, and Matthew 6, 6. Let's read them together. Amen. Amen.
And Christ, our life, is manifested.
Amen.
But you, when you pray, enter into your private room and shut your door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you.
Amen. So the key words this morning that I feel to emphasize are these words, rooted. You might want to underline that, rooted. And the second is hidden. These two are very much related. Rooted and hidden. Which also, in Matthew, could be secret, right? Rooted, hidden, and secret. And then I want you to add this word, take time, from the hymn that's listed at the bottom, 643. Take time. Our Christian life with the Lord is an organic thing. It's a matter of life. It's not just, some principles we keep and that makes us a Christian. We become a Christian by receiving another life. It's organic. It's living. It's a person. And for a person to grow, for something living to grow, it needs time. It needs time. It doesn't happen overnight. You don't plant, a tree, and then tomorrow you see it. It takes time for that plant or that tree or that, I've noticed we have a vegetable garden out here this year. The saints planted that. It takes time. It takes time. Why? Because the roots need to go deep first. The size of that plant is based on the root system of that plant. And I didn't study botany, but my understanding is that if you see a oak tree that has a crown of 200 feet around, the top of the oak, what we see of the oak tree, you can be sure that there is the same size of a root system underneath that supports that tree, that holds that tree. So, of course, the analogy is in our Christian life, we have a lot of outward expression of Christ. We have, we sing, we pray, we have meetings, we do a lot of things outwardly. We preach the gospel. We shepherd the new ones. We take care of one another. But the reality of that and how much of that is Christ himself depends on how deep your roots go. We all need to develop a deeper root system, if you will. And the only way to do that is to take time. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. And the burden of this whole line in the morning is to help you to develop this habit. And I know, I believe, most all of you have some sort of a habit to spend some time with the Lord. So our burden really is to strengthen that, for you to strengthen that, to make that more consistent, maybe to add more time if your time is constrained, sometimes we get up late. This morning I got up late because I forgot it was Saturday and my alarm for Saturday is set a half hour later than it is for the weekday. So I got up a little late. So things happen, right? But the burden is that you would develop some time. Take the time. Take the time. And let those roots go deeper into the soil. This portion in Colossians 2:7, okay, now, this is like your Holy Word page, right? It's got some ministry there. You can read that. But I hope that during your personal time with the Lord, don't use it to read this. I want you to use it to take time to behold Him. You could use the hymn if you want to spend some time with the Lord. Your personal time with the Lord, there are no rules and regulations for this time. But there is a goal, and that is that you would contact the Lord. You would contact the Lord. And sometimes that takes time because we have a very distractible part of our being called our mind. And you can't turn your mind off. It's always going. And the enemy's attack is always in the mind. He will cause, when you're trying to spend time with the Lord and concentrate on the Lord, spend some time with the Lord, something comes up, you start thinking about other things. This is all the enemy's distraction. So our goal in fellowship, the goal is just to have fellowship with the Lord. Just to talk to Him, to listen to Him, to open to Him. This is a big word. Open to Him. When we call, we just want to open to Him. And He may give you some feeling to pray for something. That's good. Just take that and follow that anointing and pray according to that feeling until you have no more feeling for that. Then you just can come back to the verse or come back to the hymn. But the goal is to fellowship with the Lord. And then we need to be aware that the enemy's goal, Satan's goal, is to distract you from fellowshipping with the Lord. To have you, your mind, start thinking about something else. Like, what are we going to do if the electricity never goes back on all week? And we can't take a shower. And oh Lord, I was worried that somebody might be stuck in the shower with a head full of shampoo and the water went off. I hope that didn't happen to anyone. But just those kind of things, you know, the enemy just comes, you know, just comes. And, you know, I heard some brother had some car trouble getting here yesterday. So very, very easily, you know, for you to think, I was talking to him, he said, yeah, I don't know, maybe I need to get a new tire. And I said, well, we're here all week if you have to go into town, you know. So, you know, he may be spending time with the Lord this morning and think about that tire. How am I going to fix that tire? What is that? That's just the enemy's distraction. Just tell the devil, shut up.
Go away, Satan.
Yeah, right, right. Go away, Satan. Right? You have the power to stop those thoughts. You have the power. That dart is coming. No thanks. You have control over what you think. You have control. Now, sometimes the things that you just thought are important, you need to take care of that later. So just tell that thought, okay, I know, I need to take care of that, but not now.
Amen.
Later.
Amen.
And just, you know, put it aside. Because your goal is just to take time. You want Christ to grow in you. And you want to grow into Him. Right? We've been rooted in Him. And all the riches, I do want you to read this just later, okay? You'll see it. All these, in Colossians 2, all from verses 8 to, I don't know, 14 or 15. Yeah. At least till 14. All kinds of riches. The fullness of the Godhead dwells in Him. He, you know, He wiped out all the handwriting and ordinances. There's so many riches there after verse 7, which is that we've been rooted in Him and being established in the faith by spending the time and taking the time. Now, when you have your personal time, of course, many of you maybe have heard this, but pardon me for repeating it, but we have some new ones here, some who are newly saved. When you spend personal time with the Lord, pray reading the Word is different than when we would pray read together, corporately. There's no rules. You don't have to, you know, repeat and say amen. There's no one to say amen to you. It's just different. But it's very important that you pray over the Word. I try to start by pray reading the Word. Now, sometimes I just can't get through, so I'll go to a hymn and sing a hymn. Pray read some part of a hymn. When I'm singing, I don't sing the whole hymn. You're singing that hymn, and this one line just strikes you. Take that line. Pray over that line. That's the anointing. When you're prayer reading, it's the same. You may have two verses, three verses here to pray read. The goal is not to pray read all three verses. The goal is to contact the Lord. It may be the first three words, Lord, having been rooted. Having been rooted. Lord, I've been rooted in you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, I've been rooted in you. Oh, I want to draw from you as the rich soil. Thank you, you're so rich. Just as long as you have some anointing, just stay on that portion. And take the time on that little section. We only learn this kind of personal prayer reading or personal fellowship with the Lord by practicing it.
Amen.
We don't have a rule book. You know, I can give you some, maybe later in the week we'll give you some. There are some chapters Brother Lee has written, some messages he gave on how to have fellowship with the Lord, how to enjoy the Lord, how to spend time with Him. And it covers some different things. And we'll get into those this week. We'll give you those chapters. But the only way is by doing. The only way is by practicing and spending the time yourself. This is the only way. Now, this Matthew 6 is also a very important verse here. But you, when you pray, enter into your private room and shut your door. Pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who, listen to this word, sees. Not hears. Your Father who sees in secret will repay you. This is a very precious phrase. God is looking to see if we will spend some time with Him. What we pray and how we pray and what we pray for isn't that important to Him. What's important to Him is that He's with you. And you're with Him. And you're spending time together. That's what's important. It's not the content of my prayer or my, you know, my asking or my need, whatever. It's that He sees. He sees that you're in secret. And He will repay you in secret. He will repay you. And that means that when you spend some time, you are gaining something very precious from God Himself. You're getting to know Him. You're seeing Him. You're gaining Him by spending time in secret, by spending this hidden time in secret. Sometimes we've had in the past little workshops where we will go out and spend some time with the Lord, then come back and fellowship. When we come back to fellowship, we're not interested in what transpired between you and the Lord. In other words, what you prayed about. Sometimes we're with the Lord and He shines on us that we have some, you know, shortcomings, some sin there, some failure there. Maybe we said something to our friend, to our classmate, or to our parents that was wrong. So we need to confess. Sometimes this time in the morning includes confession. That's okay. Just confess to the Lord and open up the fellowship. The sin will hinder our fellowship. If there's sin in the way, the Lord can't fellowship with us until we deal with that. So sometimes when you're with Him, the light comes. You just confess that. But when we come back to it, we're not going to do this today, but if we would come back together, we're not interested in what you did. How should I put this? We're not interested in the content of your conversation, of your fellowship with the Lord. That is in secret. That's nobody's business. We don't need to know about that. The only reason we would practice that way is to find out how you overcame your wandering mind. My mind was wandering for 10 minutes. I couldn't, you know, I got distracted. Or, you know, many of you, I think, will go out and take a little walk. Okay? So, you know, it's going to be hard to overcome the new environment. Because it's all new to you. You're going to see a lot of new things. It'll be more difficult. So you have to overcome that to spend time with the Lord. And just to, you know. So Brother Lee does talk about this in some of these chapters. You need a place. And you need to make that place your own. So that you're never distracted by the place itself. If there are distracting things, get rid of them. You know. So you need to have a specific time and a specific place in your own, you know, daily living to do that. And that will help you. Now today we're at a camp, it's a different place. But anyway, we can still take time. Take time to behold Him. Take time to enjoy Him. Now, maybe you can look at this page here. At the end of the first paragraph, it talks about this root system. The root is hidden, right? And then there's a sentence there. Brothers and sisters, we should ask ourselves. Do you see that? Let's read that together. Brothers and sisters, we should ask ourselves, beside the part of our life which is visible before men, how much hidden life do we have before the Lord? If all that we do, that which is exposed, is it no wonder that we wither away as soon as the sun comes and scorches us. In our spiritual life, some of you are familiar with the parable in Matthew about the sower, right? Going out and the seed falls in these different kinds of soil. And one kind of soil is that there's hidden rocks there, so the roots can't go very deep. Now, for plants, when you plant something, the sun is crucial for its growth, right? The sun is crucial. But if the roots are not deep enough to sustain the plant, the sun will burn that plant. Not enough, it gets not enough moisture from the soil, not enough nutrients from the soil to grow by that hot sun. So it withers and it dies. This is the same in our Christian life. We will pass through sufferings. We will pass through hot sun, heat. We will pass through difficulties. And whether or not those difficulties are positive, like the plant who has the root deep, depends on our root system. If we don't develop such a root system, we'll get wiped out all the time by difficulties, by sufferings, and by problems. So we want to develop this root system. Now, also, the last paragraph. Let's just read this first part here. Every morning we need, you got that? Let's read that. Every morning we need to take an adequate amount of time to absorb the Lord.
Although even 10 minutes is good, it is best to spend 30 minutes to enjoy Him at the start of each day.
Just want you to underline that and remember that. You know, when we start, maybe 10 minutes is all the time we have, but we as college students, and some of us are a little older, we need to develop more time. We need to spend more time. 10 minutes, you know, if that's all you've got, 10 minutes is wonderful. That's all you've got. But if you plan ahead a little bit, if you schedule a little bit better, you can spend more than 10 minutes. It's good to try to spend 30 minutes if possible. You'll notice a big difference in your Christian life if you can spend 30 minutes with the Lord in the morning. We understand there's differences and there's problems and, you know, all kinds of things. But at least to try to shoot for that and to try to plan for that. Okay, so we have, what's our schedule? We have a break at 9, right? So you have 25 minutes. So we'd like you to go find a place. You can stay here. You can find a corner here. You can go to the dining hall. You can go out to, you know, the tables we ate at. Or if you want to take a little walk, you can take a walk with the Lord. There's plenty of room out here. And spend some time until 9 o'clock. I don't have my schedule. Then there's a break, right? Till 9:15. So you have a nine. So we can have 25 minutes. That's good. Yeah. Now, you've got those verses. You don't have to use those verses. If you're in your Bible reading, you want to pray read wherever you are, that's fine. You have those hymns. Hymn 510 is also listed there. That's that 15 verses or something.
We're back here for
9 o'clock, you just, yeah. Just spend the time until 9 o'clock with the Lord. And that's all. You don't come back here. And then 9:15 we come back here for the exercising the spirit line. Okay? So let's go ahead and spend the 24 minutes with the Lord. Amen.